Almanac time. Bonus interesting tidbit with it being Halloween, obviously, the Almanac and Halloween edition of the Almanac. Why do we carve pumpkins? And why do we call it a jack-o'-lantern? Interesting tidbit there is that way back, 200, we're talking maybe 1600s, to celebrate the harvest season in Ireland, they would make their own lanterns, because jack-o'-lantern, they would carve it out and then put a candle in there. Basically is a lantern. Right. They would make them out of turnips, beets, and other root vegetables. And they would do that as a way to ward off Stingy Jack. Stingy Jack was a phantom who roamed the countryside around harvest time. According to Irish lore, Stingy Jack, sometimes called Flaky Jack, depending on, what kind of mood he was in. He's either stingy or flaky.
Sure.
Which it's fun to be both, really. Stingy Jack was a swindler who took up drinking with the devil. Though when the tab came due, he didn't want to pay his share. So after convincing the devil to turn into a coin, Jack trapped his drinking partner in his pocket, releasing him only with the agreement that Jack's soul would stay free of the underworld.
Wow.
So there you go. That's the origin of the carving of the jack-o'-lanterns. Did you do any carving of jack-o'-lanterns?
Not this year. It's been a few years since I had.
There's that court order. You're not allowed to have any sharp objects. That's right.
They prefer that I don't.
Yeah.
But I remember, when we were kids, we did the carving and the candles in the jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody does.
We use lights. We use LED lights now. LED lights, it'll give off any heat. It really works nice. You have to run a cord, but I suppose you get ones that are battery operated. Hey, today is Tuesday, October 31st, 304th day of the year, 1517. This date was the beginning of the Protestant Reformation in Germany. Martin Luther posted the 95 Theses on the door of the Wittenberg Palace Church, and that marked the beginning of the Protestant Reformation in Germany. What do you remember about the Protestant Reformation, Neil, 1517?
Next to nothing, really. Yeah, I don't recall it in my history books, even. I'm sad about that.
Our patent of the day today, 1888, Scottish vet John Boyd Dunlop patents the pneumatic bicycle tire. You've heard of Dunlop Tires, right?
Oh,
it's a tire company, Dunlop Tires.
Yep.
And Dunlop patents pneumatic bicycle tires on this date, 1888. Before that, they were just wood, maybe with some iron on the outside of that wood, but this is the first air pneumatic bicycle tire on this date, 1888. It was a patent, and it went quite well, and the guy was from Scotland.
That probably worked out financially, too.
Did he ride his bikes with his kilt?
Got to be careful.
I would say be careful with that, because if you have to either sit on it or... if you drape it over, it could get caught in the chain.
Yeah.
This probably, 1888 probably wasn't a chain-driven bicycle until, I don't think those came until the 1900s.
Probably not.
1926, remember Harry Houdini?
I do.
Magician, illusionist, he died of gangrene and peritonitis on this date. He
got punched.
Well, yeah, he had a ruptured appendix. His appendix was punched and damaged 12 days earlier when he had been punched unexpectedly by a student, because Houdini had been giving a lecture and he had commented on the strength of his abdominal muscles. His solar plexus, Neil, were so strong that he had the ability to withstand all hard blows. Didn't he take a cannonball to the solar plexus? Wasn't that him? There's a famous video out there of a guy taking, and you can see, he wasn't overly fat, but you could just see the skin and what fat he had. They do it in slow motion. It's quite amazing.
It is.
But what happened in this one here is that the student punched him unexpectedly. He wasn't ready for it.
Right.
He wasn't able to flex his solar plexus and his stomach muscles, and it took his life. He died on this date. 12 days later.
He was
later.
Still young, too.
Yeah. 1926. Doesn't say what his age was here, but what?
52.
Where did you get his age? You know that much about Houdini that you could just pull his age
It says it right on the screen here today.
What does it say here? 12 days.
Legendary illusionist Henry.
I had a lot more information. I deleted. Your little information doesn't say anything about the appendix or anything, right?
No. But I knew that.
I deleted that to put in more information so I could type in everything that I knew about Harry Houdini. But I didn't know that he was 52. Although it was on my screen at one point in time.
Yeah, that's okay.
I copy and pasted over it. He looked much older than 52.
He did.
If I recall the pictures of him.
All those death-defying feats aged him.
You set yourself on fire in a box filled with hay and in a straitjacket, you're going to age prematurely too. Right?
Exactly.
And if your hair constantly gets singed, it grays early.
Yeah.
1941 here this date.
Well, President Franklin D. Roosevelt unveiled a monumental tribute to American patriotism, the Gutzenberglum mountainside likenesses of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. Designed to last the ages, the Mount Rushmore work is today considered one of the wonders of the world.
It is one of the wonders of the world, and it was declared complete and dedicated this date by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and FDR's distant cousin, Teddy Roosevelt. Borglum was the man. Remember, he had grand visions. He wanted this all the way down to, like, the belt line. He wanted the whole torso to be carved out. And they were going to have, like, a hall of records and all kinds of other things. And they ran out of money and time. But I think what we got out of it was pretty good. And I have yet to visit. That's on my bucket list of visiting at some point in time.
Yeah, that's a must-see. I took my son, my older son, out there, and we just had he really, really enjoyed it. That was my second time seeing it. It's definitely a worth traveling to.
So 1941, we were not yet into World War II, but it was on this date that a U.S. Navy destroyer, the destroyer Reuben James, was torpedoed by a German submarine near Iceland. The U.S., and of course the U-boats were out there, the German submarines, they were knocking stuff down back and, you know, left and right, torpedo and sinking merchant ships and things that they shouldn't be doing. We were getting angry about it. We really were. More than 100 men were killed when the Reuben James was destroyed. The battleship Daytime Friends and Nighttime Lovers was dispatched, but did not get there in time to save the 100 men, Neil.
Well, it was a valiant effort.
It was. 1984 in the news.
Mrs. Gandhi was apparently shot at her home in New Delhi by two members of her own security guard. Reports are that she was shot 8 to 10 times with 4 bullets, striking her in the lower abdomen. The security guards who shot Mrs. Gandhi were reportedly members of India's Sikh minority.
And some of them were her bodyguards who had infiltrated her personal effects and her personal detail, and shot her dead on this date. Did you note how Ted Koppel said abdomen? Abdomen.
Right.
Abdomen.
Abdomen.
Is that how sophisticated, educated people pronounce abdomen?
I thought it was maybe, isn't he from Canada?
Abdomen.
Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
Abdomen.
I've never heard that.
Abdomen. Abdomen. Just like JFK and Decade.
Decade, yeah. It's not how we normally say it.
Indira Gandhi shot, assassinated on this date. Her brother, Rajiv Gandhi, took over. Is it her brother or son? Look that up for me. Do you have somebody there helping you out today?
Yeah, I have my staff.
What was Rajiv? Was that a brother or a son? Gosh, I should know that, and I can't remember. In the meantime, let's go to this.
Arr, it do be a landlubber who be shoving lasagna in his face. I declare this booty property of the queen.
Hey, what do you think you are?
Arr, I be Orange Beard the pirate captain, and this be me first mate, Odie the stupid.
Arr. Garfield and Odie were about to go trick-or-treating. It was the debut of Garfield's Halloween adventure. It debuted, I think that was on CBS, and we had that on VHS, and we watched that over and over because it was so funny. One, it was so funny. Two, of course, you can't beat Lorenzo Music as the voice of Garfield. And three, it featured the singing and songs by Lou Rawls.
Ooh,
Lou Rawls
really?
Had a couple of songs on that show. Garfield's Halloween Adventure debuted on this date, 1985. Did you look up Rajiv Gandhi?
I'm on it.
Okay, right, in the meantime,
And the mother of Rajiv Gandhi, who succeeded her in
office. Okay, so
that was her son.
That was her son. Okay, thank you. We'll make notes for future almanacs. So that was 85, Garfield, and 88.
Fact is, Energizer was never invited to their playoffs. And today's Energizer won't be invited either. Why? Because no battery lasts longer than Energizer. So now you know. A word to the wise. Energize.
The iconic Energizer Bunny made its debut this day, 1988. First ever Energizer Bunny commercial. And he became famous. They sold toys and the whole thing. That was a what a marketing coup by whatever marketing and ad agency that was. Do you think that was the agency that Larry Tate and Darren Stevens worked for?
I think so.
What'd you think?
Probably was.
They were idea men.
They absolutely
weren't
were.
They? So that was this date in 1988. The Energizer Bunny has been around that long.
Yeah, no,
of course, in 91, we had a blizzard.
And scores of businesses, among them banks and malls, were closed all day or for much of the day. The reason? While the highways were open, ramps were often plugged, as was the case here in Plymouth, where a bus stalled out. From the State Patrol's perspective, it was one of the worst storms.
The biggest problem we're having is the blowing snow right now. We can't keep the ramps open.
It was so bad, even some of the plows weren't going anywhere. In Plymouth, Bernie Grace, KR11 News.
Yeah, the great Bernie Grace, who I golfed with earlier this summer. Friend of a friend.
Nice.
That's from 1991, the big 91 blizzard. I got stuck at the radio station in Pine City for the weekend. I had to sleep there. Couldn't get into the farm because our road was drifted over. You know, places got 30, 35, 36 inches of snow. I think officially at the airport it was 28. But on this date itself, Halloween day itself, it was only 8.2 inches. This was a multi-day snowstorm.
Yes.
And usually they are if you're going to get 3 feet.
Exactly.
Right.
I can't remember. I know I didn't get in. I did not get into the station for that. I can't remember which guy got snowed in here and worked for like a day and a half.
Mm.
I'll have to think.
You run out of material after a while. And of course, you and I wouldn't. We'd have so much material, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I mean, you and I, we've got a week in the bank. But I could see any normal person running out of material in a hurry if they're on the air constantly for a day and a half. Because that was before automation, probably. You guys had all live announcers for the most part.
Yeah, we were live for the most part then, yes.
All right, let's move on to 2006.
I think this is an appropriate time to retire in that I have been on television, national television, for 50 years. And the show, I've been doing the show for 35. So I'd like to wrap it up neatly.
Yeah, that's what he did, Bob Barker. We just lost him recently, too. He passed away. And boy, did CBS do a really nice retrospective on him in primetime shortly after his death. But this was the date in 2006. Bob Barker said he would be leaving. He still wanted us, though, to have our pets spayed and neutered.
Yeah.
Even though he was leaving, The Price is Right. Don't stop doing that, even though he is no longer, of course, giving up the pricing games and items up for bid. That was 2006. And Drew Carey, who took over, is still at the helm.
That's impressive,
too. Yeah, he has stuck around. Let's remember Sean Connery.
What are you hiding? What does the diary tell you that it doesn't tell us?
It tells me that goose-stepping morons like yourself should try reading books instead of burning.
Good advice from Dr. Jones Sr. Sean Connery, of course, James Bond. But then he made a little appearance here in the Indiana Jones films and the trilogy, which I guess at that time was the trilogy, and they've added a few since. But he was a good actor, always fun.
One of your favorites.
And
that line.
That line, of course, is
yes.
Welcome to the Rock. That's not bad either.
No,
when he was
and he'll always be Bond,
in
James
the Rock.
Bond for many.
That's where he became known. That's where, that's where he made his fortune, I'm sure.
Yep.
So Sean Connery dead at the age of 90 this date, 3 years ago, and then 1 year ago.
Taylor Swift has taken over the charts.
Let's go.
believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer.
Taylor made history owning the top 10 spots on the Hot 100 with tracks off of Midnight. She's the first artist to ever claim all 10 of the top spots.
That's ridiculous. All the top 10 spots. Of course, that was never, ever possible in the days of where it was basically based on radio play and just sales, not downloads.
No.
That never would have done, because that number of singles never would have been released at the same time to be on the charts from one artist.
Didn't the Beatles have, you know,
like the top five or four of the top five, something like that. Yeah. So that was
unheard of.
Yeah, that was 2022 when that happened. Dan Rather's 92.
So there's where we are in the Electoral College. For one reason, it's been a ding-dong battle back and forth. His chances are slim right now, and if he doesn't carry Florida, Slim will have left town. You'd have to say this thing is as tight as the rusted lug nuts on a 55 Ford.
Dan Rather, he was a treat. You watched him on election night, and he would throw out every cliche in the book. He's 90.
And come up with some new ones.
He's 92, and did he ever give what the frequency was to that guy who asked him, as Kenneth, what the frequency was? I don't know if he ever knew the frequency.
I don't know what he did.
106.1 megahertz, maybe?
Yeah.
So, Dan Rather, 92, does he still do those interviews on the Access Channel, where he'll sit down and chat with the Rolling Stones or other
people? He's got to be done by now.
I would think that he would have retired by this time. Dan Rather is 92. I did not queue up a Brian Doyle Murray clip.
Oh.
Unfortunately, he, of course, is Bill Murray's brother and is in a lot of things that Bill Murray is in. He would just show up, including he was on SNL. Brian Doyle Murray. Remember, he was the boss in Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
That scrapped the bonuses. And Cousin Eddie went and took his... That there is an RV. And he kidnapped him.
Right. And he was the mayor.
In
Groundhog Day. And didn't... I think he had the piece of beef lodged in his throat. Didn't he have to give him the Heimlich?
A couple of times.
In the restaurant. Yeah, several times.
Several times.
Yeah, day after day after day. So, no, he's great. He's very, maybe underrated, but very funny man. Did a nice job in a lot of movies.
Yeah. Oh, I got it here. Here's one.
We'd like 3/10 for the night, please.
All right, that'll be $37.
$37 for 3/10.
Oh, they're very nice tents. And that price includes scenery and wildlife fun.
Clark W. Griswold. You want my street?
Please.
What do you need my address for?
We'd like to send out a mailer.
Oh, I love getting those mailers, too. So there he was in the first Vacation, too.
Oh, well, yeah, he's a younger man there.
So that's Brian Doyle Murray, 78 today. We have Jane Pauley.
Good evening. I'm Jane Pauley, and welcome to Real Life. Hello. Romantic love and intelligence. What happens in a marriage if you're smarter than your spouse? Or dumber? What happens if you're much, much smarter? Or much, much dumber? With us...
That might be Julia Sweeney as Jane Pauley on SNL.
Does a nice
she really does. Jane Pauley, 73 today.
Do you live at home?
No, I'm in the dorms. What about you?
I live in a house.
By Delta?
No.
Alpha Tau Omega?
No, Mama, Papa, Sister.
She was Richie's girlfriend, and then eventually his wife, Lori Beth. Linda Goodfriend here today. She's 73. Coach Nick Saban.
I hear you're a man of routine, that you eat the same breakfast every morning. And I hear there are these oatmeal cream pies.
Two of them.
You have two every morning.
Two every morning. Part of my motivation for getting up in the morning is I love to have a cup of coffee and two Debbie cookies.
He loves his Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies, and can you blame him?
No.
Those are delicious. Tasty. Those are the treats that put Little Debbie on the map, because it's one of the foods that built America. And there's Nick Saban. He's had a little success there at Alabama, has he not?
Yeah, he has done well, recruits pretty well, keeps Alabama, or he's Roll Tide many times.
Roll Tide. There's Nick Saban. He's 72.
The Tom Meister, making cafes.
Hey, Richard.
Señor Tomasito. St. Tom of St. Thomas Cathedral.
Later, Rich.
He was the Richmeister. Rob Schneider, one of his more memorable bits and clips. He was also pretty good as Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo. Remember that?
He was.
Rob Schneider is 60. Sounds like life. Daryl Worley, we got a country act here today.
It's just a common case. The name drop, but I got a text from him yesterday.
You got a text from Daryl Worley. Well, aren't you important?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go see him in Nashville at the end of the month.
We might as well. He's 59.
It was his birthday today.
He's 59 today. We also have some rap, Neil.
You got to fight for your right to party.
One of the Beastie Boys, Ad Rock. Adam Horowitz is 57 and Vanilla Ice.
To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance! Crush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Did a nice job sampling Under Pressure by David Bowie and Queen. Didn't want to give him money at first for sampling. Eventually had to. Robert Van Winkle. That would not work as a rap name, do you think?
It really doesn't.
He'll have to be our rapper of the day. Vanilla Ice is 56 here today.
Don't turn around, cause you're gonna see my heart break.
Neil, do you like ABBA better than Ace of Base?
I think so. I would say yes to that.
She's the main singer of Ace of Base. They're from Sweden, so she's got a Swedish name. It's Lynn Berggren. She's 53. He's the guy who was enamored and was infatuated with Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom.
Hey, Finchie.
How did you know I was here?
I called a couple of weeks ago. Didn't Steven tell you that I was going to drop by sometime?
I guess it slipped his mind.
What'd you think of Stifler's mom? Would you ask her out on a date?
I would.
I know you would.
Yeah.
That's Eddie K. Thomas. Finchie, he did not like going to the bathroom. He didn't like going number two in the school bathroom. Can you blame him? Can
no,
you blame
I'm
him,
not.
Though? He's
I'm
43.
Not. My little sister came to see me off before our big day.
You wish. I'm here for the EMP beads. I've developed an update.
Update? No, it worked perfectly.
How many times do I have to teach you? Just because something works doesn't mean that it cannot be improved.
She was the Black Panther's younger sister.
Oh, yeah.
Marvel Cinematic Universe,
sure, yes,
Letitia Wright. She was Shuri, Black Panther and the Avengers, etc. Very smart lady and skilled. She's 30.
Very much so.
She's 30 today.
I got to go see that new Marvels when that comes out.
It's coming out, a couple weeks away.
Looks good to me. Gone but not forgotten today. He's kind of been scorned and shunned. But we learned about him in my day, at least. He was a major figure in our history, Christopher Columbus, born on this day, 1451. He never, I guess, really did set foot on American soil.
North America.
North America,
right.
Yeah. He tried. Christopher Columbus again, 1451, former Chinese president, in fact, the first. We say it because it's a fun name to say. Chiang Kai-shek. 1887. Well, she was the better half of the great Roy Rogers, Dale Evans.
Until we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Now, wasn't it Roy's plan to have her stuffed if she went before him?
Well, I guess fortunately for her, Roy went first. Dale Evans there, the actress and singer, spent many years in many movies together with the great Roy Rogers. They were quite a team. 1912, Barbara Del Geddes was an Emmy Award-winning actress. Do you remember her from movies and shows?
Yeah, Dallas and also Dallas. Vertigo.
Vertigo.
Here.
What's this doohickey?
It's a brassiere. You know about those things. You're a big boy now.
He should know about brassieres, but Jimmy Stewart, he was a little naive.
He was. And he played the naive part very well.
What is this Barbara, doohickey? He called it a doohickey.
Doohickey. Barbara Del Geddes, born on this day, 1922. He was in charge of the rocket ship, Apollo 11, while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin got all the kudos for walking on the moon. Somebody had to stay home, and that was Michael Collins, born
the
on
command
this day.
Module. He was in the command module.
Command module. There you go. I like that better. 1930. 6 years later, one of your favorites and mine, too. He's Little Joe to me. He's, what was his name in Little House on the Prairie? Well, Charles Ingalls.
Charles Ingalls, and don't get his ire up, okay?
Well, when you made that offer, he really got upset. I mean, see, he was planning to take the money from the crop and pay off the note and build a house for my daughter and himself and live on the land for the rest of their lives. I mean, you can't blame him for being upset.
Of course. But it's business.
Well, I know that, you know that, but like I said, he's just a boy. I mean, he's ornery. He's hot-headed, you know. You know who he reminds me of? His future father. You know when he's going to sell you that crop for $100? When hell freezes over.
Yeah, see, like I said, don't get Charles Ingalls upset. Don't make him angry. You would like him when he's angry.
Because he's got a mean left hand. Yeah. He was quick on the draw, little hot-tempered.
He punched guys out on Bonanza, too.
Oh, yeah, you think so? It was in many a fight. Michael Landon, who we lost early, and had one of the great laughs of all time, 1936. He, to me, was Charles Emerson Winchester on MASH, David Odgen Stiers.
Charming place. An inflamed boil on the buttocks of the world. What is that odor?
North wind, cesspool, east wind, latrine.
The wind is from the south.
Oh, that's the kitchen.
That's when Major Charles Emerson Winchester III arrived at MASH at the 4077. Yes.
Yeah. He played that role so very, very well. David Odgen Stiers, born on this day in 1942. And one more, and he really needs no introduction, one of the great, John Candy.
I thought to myself, join the Army. It's free. So I figured, while I'm here, I'll lose a few pounds. And you got what, a 6 to 8 week training program here? A real tough one? Which is perfect for me. I'm going to walk out of here a lean, mean, fighting machine.
Well, did he? I actually think he put on weight.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't really shed. He was ox in stripes and Uncle Buck, Planes, Trains, Automobile. It goes on and on. So very funny.
The heck of a mud wrestler, too.
Yes.
He won that mixed gender handicap mud wrestling match that they had. Do it.
He was outnumbered, but he came out on top. The great John Candy was born on this day, 1950. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Here comes your music and the whole no repeat workday thing. Any way the wind blows, Southern Pacific, George Strait, Easy Come, Easy Go, or Nitty Gritty. Dirt Band, Working Man, Nowhere to Go.
Wow, all of my favorites, but Southern Pacific, please.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St.